Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College.
Because they're highly mobile, crop-damaging grasshoppers are especially hard to control. Scott Kirkton, associate professor of biology at Union College, explains efforts to control the pests by manipulating their life cycles.
With over 1 million known species, insects are the most evolutionarily diverse group on the planet. One major reason for insects' success is their unique air-filled tracheal respiratory system. Oxygen enters the tracheal system through openings along the body and is then transported to the tissues via a network of branching air-filled tubes. While seemingly bizarre to us, this tracheal system allows insects to have the highest per gram oxygen consumption rate of any animal. In other words, their metabolic rates per gram can be over 12 times higher than a world-class human athlete. Even with this amazing respiratory system, we have found that insects may have problems with oxygen delivery during development. For example, juvenile grasshoppers go through 6 developmental molts before becoming adults. At each molt, grasshoppers shed their skin-like exoskeleton and become larger. Between molting periods, grasshopper body mass doubles. However, the stiff exoskeleton prevents the individual from increasing in size. We discover that during the 7-day period between molts, grasshopper jumping endurance decreased significantly, which suggests that they might have problems with oxygen delivery. Using the advanced photon source, a powerful synchrotron X-ray at Argonne National Laboratory, we visualized the inside of a living insect. We saw that the increase in mass between molts was compressing the air-filled tracheal system and reducing the grasshopper's ability to breathe, which resulted in a lower jumping performance. We hypothesized that a reduction in oxygen delivery to the tissues is the cue to activate the hormones necessary to begin molting. We think that our findings are applicable to a wide range of insects and therefore may benefit farmers. For example, to reduce the impact of crop pests, we suggest storing grains at low oxygen levels. Lower ambient oxygen levels would reduce the metabolic rate of the insects and should induce molting, thereby speeding up their development time to adulthood. A faster development time would produce smaller adults with reduced appetites and a shorter overall lifespan, and that could be good news for farmers looking for a chemical-free way to protect their plants.
That was Scott Kirkton of Union College.
You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years. And from Mount Holyoke College, never fear change.